You're listening to His Time. It is Thursday, July 30th, 7:30 Central Time. Thursday morning means we get to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And I'm going to double check something with you. Didn't you tell me that next week in August,
yes,
we're going to be moving it back just a little bit more,
you
so I can sleep in 15 minutes?
You get a 15
Is that
minute.
I get,
yes.
You don't, but I do. So I guess starting next week, we start at 7:45 instead of 7:30.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, so if you set your clocks according to our conversation,
I was going to say, if you just set your life according to hearing about LSS, don't worry. We're going to be just 15 minutes later.
You have more time now.
Yes, absolutely. So, we're just delighted to be able to partner with KFUO and so grateful for this opportunity each week to talk a little bit about Lutheran Senior Services. We are truly unique. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, I do hear every once in a while from people around the country that will contact us and say that in their retirement, they are looking at moving to St. Louis and want to know more about our organization. But also sometimes hearing from people and saying, we're going to retire in such and such a place. And is there an organization like yours there? Lutheran organization like yours. And we are so privileged to be able to serve such a wide variety of people of all income levels. And actually, that kind of leads right into my thoughts for today. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to you, Andy, and to Lauren, and to Oscar, who I did see at our Schlafly Toast for Seniors on Monday evening.
Thank you. We had so much fun. I love the food there, and it was just a great crowd. Oscar was not really.
I'm sure Oscar probably missed a little bit of that, you know, just of the ambiance of everything. But as I was not able to stay the whole evening. And so I was talking to Katri, who put it together, and she said it was really interesting. There were just different waves of different people and different ages that had come. And so all night long, it was a busy night all night long. And I have not yet heard how much or what the proceeds are, but whatever they are, they go to Benevolent Care at Richmond Terrace. And so thank you for coming, enjoying yourself, and contributing in that way. And also, I wanted to mention to the listeners that according to what Katri told me, there were actually groups of people there from Hope Lutheran and Ascension Lutheran. So I just love the idea that people would embrace that mission and know that none of us knows what the future holds. And many of our individuals who find themselves faced with a need for benevolent care have been careful planners. And there could have been any number of circumstances that happened in their lives. And so now, and some of it could just simply be living longer than they ever anticipated they would, because we are aging so well right now. So there are any number of circumstances. And we always think, you know, this could be my own grandma. This could be my own mother. This could be me someday. So thank you to everyone who did come and support that cause. And of course, if anyone would love to continue to support the cause, at lssliving.org, there is a giving button at the very top. And that takes you to a page that talks a little bit more about benevolent care and all of the options for giving. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing that.
We were seated in the same area as some of the folks from Merrimack Bluffs.
Oh, really?
We were seated in the same dining area as them. And as they came in, I remember someone saying, now, if you get too rowdy, we're going to have to take you out.
Well, you know, that was one of the delightful pieces, I think, that I noticed, is that everyone was under control,
yes,
but everyone was having such a marvelous time, and there was mixing and mingling.
Absolutely.
And we don't always do that because sometimes for some of the events, you have a golf tournament, and so if you're not a golfer, or if that's out of your price range for participating, but my goodness, come to have a great time. Order some food with that beer and let Martin Luther raise the toast of the beer tavern places and sing a song. But the support was absolutely marvelous. And so I do thank everyone for coming who did participate. And if I'm not mistaken, Katri has it on the calendar already for next year. I believe it's a Monday, July 25th. So if everybody wants to mark their calendar, that would be the time. And then also I wanted to just put a shout out to everyone. I know that today, today that the heat seems to be breaking, but I know that around the country, we still have those heat waves. And just a reminder to everyone that if you are around someone who is elderly, if it is a neighbor, a loved one, a grandparent, a neighbor who lives next to you, down the block, down the street, stop in, knock on the door, make sure they are okay. Remind them to stay hydrated and to drink the water, because everyone becomes vulnerable at this time. Even if you're only going to go outside to the mailbox to retrieve your mail, you're older, more frail. You don't get out very much. A lot of other issues may be around the breathing. So check on them to make sure they are okay. If it's a grandparent that lives away from you, pick up that phone. If they're in that, if they're in that spot that has a heat wave going on, pick up that phone, talk with them, keep them engaged, check on them, make sure that they are, just gently remind them of all the careful things to do. And also check on that air conditioner. Especially if someone is in the circumstance where they are very concerned about conserving their money and thinking that the better, safer thing to do, not better, safer, the better, more economical thing to do is to not use that air conditioner. If they don't have fans that are working or don't have that air conditioning going, sometimes you don't even realize that the body changes that you experience. And with the dehydration and other things, that that brings on many dangerous situations. So let's go out of our way at this time of heat to serve someone else and to check on someone else.
You mentioned checking in on those loved ones who live in another part of the country. And with the technology that we have today, you can not only check the forecast or the weather, the current temperature in your own area, but also where a loved one lives, where, you know, grandma and grandpa live. You can keep track of the weather there. And as a matter of fact, our family does that. When they hear that storms have come through, we have family in New York and Florida, and when they hear storms have come through, they call us within like 20 minutes to see how we're doing. So,
or I'll get a text with the same thing. Yes. I'll get a text where my family in Minnesota will be like, are you away from the windows? And in my particular apartment, I have nothing but windows along the one side. And I'm like, well, not yet, but I'm thinking since you are the Weather Channel watcher, I'm thinking I should be. So, and the same thing on my phone. I've got I've got weather that listed for home, for where different family or friends are, just out of curiosity. Sure. And of course, Skyping and all of the FaceTime that you can do. You can actually even pull up that person if you've got that, organize that way in your life and check on them. And I also did want to just remind folks that we have our Aging Answers referral line at Lutheran Senior Services. And Andy, you, I see that you are bringing that right up. And so perhaps you can even tell us what that phone number is.
Sure. 314-446-2475.
And that could be used. So for example, let's say you do have someone who you know is at risk for something. Maybe their utility bills, they haven't been paid, or their air conditioner is out. While we don't necessarily have that air conditioner bring over, the our elder specialists, elder care specialists at Aging Answers know the resources and know where to point you to where you can get some of those resources taken care of. So please remember that we are here for you to serve you through the Aging Answers referral line.
Again, that's 314-446-2475.
And to carry that in the heat thought further into devotions, I get to thinking about how there's really many things that are comparable that we could really take a look at and say, even in our own faith life, some things that we need to be watching for. I was picturing the idea of how could you get the relief from heat, actual physical heat. So I pictured this lovely stream with this great big tall tree sitting under the shade of the tree. Maybe even, maybe it's more like a lake. So you have maybe some of the breezes off of the lake and you're leaning up against the trunk of the tree. You're under the arms of the tree and you are seeing relief. And it reminded me of that Psalm, that it's Psalm 1. verse 3. So you open the book of Psalms, mm-hmm. and the very first psalm, third verse, you are greeted with, "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." Now, of course, we know that that tree, that big, tall tree with those wonderful branches that offer a shade, can only do that if indeed those roots go deep. Hmm. And when they pull the streams, planted by the streams of water, that means they are pulling the water. The water comes in with the other nutrients, and the water feeds the tree. So you think about that in our own life, in our own we need to stay hydrated. We need to drink the water. We need to bring it in. We need to take advantage of the shade, not in the middle of a storm with lightning and thunder. We do need to stay away from under the trees in those times.
Good advice.
But when we think about the water and we think about the true visual of the water for us, we know that Jesus is the living water. He shared that with the woman at the well in Samaria. We are baptized through water and the word. We have this stream, this constant flow of water that can come into us when we stay rooted and touched with God's word. Hmm. So as we encounter our own difficulties that could be looked at as turning the heat on, we can turn our focus instead to the sun that is the living water. Not the sun that bakes down on us, but the S-O-N that is the living water. And stay rooted, stay connected, turn to his word, hear from him how each day as we encounter difficulties, he is the source of our strength. Hmm. And ultimately, the true shade we want to be in is not the shade under the tree, but the shade at the foot of the cross, because he has taken our sins to that cross for us. Because of the forgiveness that we have through him, God's grace is new every morning. It becomes that stream of living water. It becomes that flowing source of life for us. So whether you are staying hydrated in the heat of the S-U-N, stay connected and hydrated in the shade provided by the S-O-N, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane.
You're welcome.
That's a nice, refreshing thought during these
and
days.
Drink that water.
Yes.
Drink that water.
Absolutely. A great way to remember your baptism. Anytime you see some water, you can remember your baptism. Well, thanks, Jane. God's blessings on your week.
Thank you.
Talk again next week and at 7:45.
7:45 only. I will be boarding a plane to head home to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
So Anne-Marie will be here next week.
Very good. And 7:45 allows for a lot of those big yellow limousines that'll be coming out soon.
I know. Yeah, and that is so funny that you say that, because if you recall, every year when it starts the school year, I come in and I go, I forgot what the traffic is like when those big yellow school buses start going. It'll be soon.
Well, God's blessings on your week and safe travels.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have more His Time. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.